So now this guided practice begins. As always, don't do this while driving. Step 1. Have. Bring to mind one or more times when you attained a goal. Perhaps it is a major achievement, or a series of tasks done, or a kind of speeded-up movie of your life that quickly notes numerous milestones reached. It could be things learned or finished or otherwise succeeded at, both large and small. Let knowing these facts become an experience of accomplishing, contributing, and adding value. Let knowing them become an experience of being adequate, being more than adequate, being a success. Step 2. Enrich. Open to this experience and stay with it. Let it become more intense. Sink into it. Help it become big in your mind. Explore different aspects of it, finding things that are new or fresh in it. Consider how this experience of being successful is relevant to you. Step 3. Absorb. Intend and sense that this experience is sinking into you. Let feeling successful sink into you as you sink into it. As you feel increasingly accomplished and successful, let any drivenness fall away, along with any inner sense of grasping after or straining toward rewards of any kind. Step 4. Link. When you're ready, try the fourth step. In the background of your awareness, bring to mind some knowing of the negative material. You could just have an idea of it in passing, or a quick survey of it, or a sense of how it feels in your body, or a noting of a negative memory. Meanwhile, keep the positive material prominent in awareness in addition to this negative material. Hold both at the same time, perhaps like two things on stage at once, the positive material in the front under the spotlight, with the negative material dim and back in the wings. You could also get a sense of the positive connecting with the negative, going into it somehow, infusing it, sinking into it like a warm, golden salve, soothing hurt places inside, or like golden dust sifting down into difficult places, or light moving into shadows. Perhaps imagine beautiful jewels or anything else you like, gradually filling your own hole in the heart. You may have a sense of younger parts or layers of yourself being given what they've longed for. There could be an image or feeling of something nurturing and kind, holding a young version of yourself and giving something to it. If you get too drawn into the negative, turn up the positive, making it more prominent in awareness, big in the front of your mind. If the negative remains too powerful, drop it. Recenter yourself in the positive. After a while, if you want, bring the negative material up into the background of awareness to be infused again with the more powerful, positive material. If it's real for you, see if you can get a sense of receiving the positive material, a sense of it sinking into vulnerable, young, bruised, hungry, needy, or longing places inside you. Then, let go of the negative material altogether and stay with the positive. If this feels difficult or unnatural, try telling yourself that it is okay to be with the positive, that you're allowed to do this, that it will be good for you and others. And be on your own side, using determination to focus on just the positive experience. A few times over the next hour, for a dozen or more seconds at a time, be aware of only neutral or positive things, perhaps including a sense of accomplishment or success, while also bringing to mind neutral triggers, such as people, situations, or ideas of a sense of failure. You need some courage to try the fourth step. So be especially kind to yourself, recognizing the moxie it takes to open to the negative. Over time, let it sink in that the actual experience of much, if not most, negative material is fairly brief and not overwhelming. This fact is itself good news.